Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, come on.
Showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, making mom's dreams come true over the weekend on Mother's Day weekend. So how many meals did you cook for your wife? Because I saw one of them come across, the salmon dish I saw come across on Twitter.
Yeah, that's just the one. Just the one.
Just that one. Just so you didn't make breakfast for her or anything?
No, because she got to go to church, man.
Like, don't y'all eat breakfast when you get mornings? You go to church.
Hey, nothing,
how long were y'all in church?
Nothing's up that early, but burglars and roosters. Okay,
you ain't up that early for church.
No, I say her. I didn't say me.
Oh,
I said, where you going? Like, get to church. Got
so what Sunday. Time did she go to church at?
Hey man, I think she got her alarm is like birds chirping, which is so annoying. I guess that does wake you up.
We have birds chirping inside our front yard.
5 o'clock. I said, wait a minute.
5 a.m.
Hey,
the
man,
doors aren't even open to the church at 5 a.m.
She got to be the first one there. Because people get there early. They have it early. Because some people like to go early, and then they go back home, and they're done for the rest of the day.
Okay, so how long is she there then?
Well,
when is she home by?
She helps with the communications and the video.
Oh, so she's like an important person in the whole mass procedure or whatever.
And it takes her like an hour and a half, 2 hours to get ready.
To get ready for the actual service.
Yeah.
Then the service is how long?
The service is about an hour 15. That ain't bad.
So she's there like 4 hours?
On Sunday? Hey, man, that's where she at.
Wow.
I ain't going to be there. Me and Roy, he give me that look, Dad, I'm out. Me too. But if he says it, I'm good. You could walk out. I walk out with Lil
You can't
Roy.
Walk out in the middle of the service.
Why not?
No, you can't. You're there. You're there.
Hey, man, listen.
You can't be getting up walking out
My
the middle of the service,
say,
man.
It's ready to go. He giving me an out. I take the out, okay?
Because you don't want to be there either?
It facts. I done been there long enough. Man, God won't get home to his family, too. Okay? Y'all tying him up. Let us out of here, man.
GE, you ever
20,
do that?
30 minutes, I'm
no.
out of here.
No.
Ain't no chance. I don't care what my kids think. We're sitting here to the end. Listen.
If you know your past,
pay attention.
No way, man.
Ain't
Some,
up,
all them kids don't
mass.
Want to sit there that long.
No, none of them want to sit there that long. But it's up to you as the adult, the parent,
nope.
to tell them you're
no.
sitting here this long.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I don't want to force
you
nobody
bail,
to do
man.
Anything, man. We ain't in Russia
oh,
or China.
Lord,
hey, man,
oh
you ready?
God.
Yeah. And then they say, no, wait. Then me and my son walking out. Then one of the daughters walking by. I'm ready to go, too. Hey, man.
Leroy don't want to force his kids to do anything he don't want them to do. Leroy.
No, I don't. I ain't forcing.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, that's Leroy.
I tell them to wash dishes, but they don't. What I'm going to do?
Oh, they're going to do it.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, if they don't.
Yeah, the 15-year-old, he don't want to wash dishes. He doesn't.
Yeah, but he ain't tried you yet.
No, I don't think
he's bigger than you, Steve. You better let him alone.
I'm well aware.
You better wash them dishes and leave him alone.
No, he's going to do what I say.
Okay.
Period.
You come in here
Steve,
and be missing.
That's a lot of dishes. You think about Leroy. That's a lot of dishes in Leroy. So you do the dishes, Roy?
I do all the domestic.
Yeah, but understand. Yeah, but understand what it's like in his house.
Right.
He doesn't do anything with kids. That's her deal, right? All the kids stuff. That's all her.
Yeah.
So shopping with the kids, that's her, right? She takes them shopping, does all
we
that
split,
stuff.
We split, but mostly her. Yeah.
Mostly her.
Yeah.
You do the laundry?
Yes.
And you do the cooking?
Ironing.
And you do the kid dishes?
Yes.
All good for you. You still iron
everything.
Good, good. Good. Not many people.
Oh.
I love ironing, but most people laugh at me.
Yeah.
Okay. So ironing, good. Okay. So then her deal is just the kids.
That's the biggest problem of any household. Ask Gary, managing kids. I'd rather cook and leave. Hey, man,
that's the biggest
you got
problem.
Two teenagers. You don't want to deal with that. They give her, I mean, I feel sorry for her. I do. She would rather flop and let me deal with them.
Really?
No, but I'd rather do domestic chores because I got a clear head. I can listen to my music, whatever, do it. Dealing with them, and you got two teenagers, one of them in Whitewater that's coming home for spring break for the summer. She wants to keep a suitcase at grandma's home and a godparent. You got to manage that. And she want a car. I ain't dealing with that. And got a boyfriend. Oh, no, I ain't dealing with none of that. No, I ain't. No, I'm good. I'm good. You, mom, go talk to mom. I don't want to be stressed out about that. No, not at all.
If it works for y'all,
you
wait
till you have your
matters.
Little girl. You're gonna see. She's gonna like, daddy, can you take me outside and play hopscotch? I'm watching the Bucks game.
What does that have to do with now? I got Jackson. It's the same thing.
No,
it doesn't matter.
But it's your girl.
Same
though.
Thing, man.
It's a, what he did with Katie, I'm sure it was different. Katie and Jared was different.
He played with Brock and Jared all the time.
I know, but Katie's a girl, so I'm a little bit more
girls
lenient.
Are completely different. Yeah.
When they ask for stuff, you just dig in your pocket.
Yeah, girls are completely different.
So y'all were suckers for your girls?
Yes, yeah, I got six of them, of course.
Deal.
That's what everybody's told me.
Whole different
you wait.
Deal.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
No,
I've never experienced
no,
it.
No, I want you to experience
I don't know.
It.
Yeah, I've never went through it.
The
I'm sure
Bucks are going to be playing in the NBA championship. Tell them, Gary, she's going to come to you. And gonna want to go outside and ride her bike, and if you don't, she's gonna take one of the batteries out of the remote, so you can't change the channel.
Mm-hmm.
You need to concentrate on me, or you could say, "Go talk to your mom. Let your mom do it, because she's in charge of the kids." Nope, mom is gone.
Yeah, we don't have all that in our house, man.
Well, be prepared.
We don't have you're in charge of this, you're in charge of that. We all just kind of do whatever.
It kind of happens organically.
Other than
really.
The 15-year-old does the dishes. Outside of that, the
oh,
rest
so you
of
have chores set up for the kid, Leroy.
Yeah, they have chores.
Yeah.
That, in their areas.
In their areas, yeah.
Like, I don't go in their room. Yeah, I don't go in their room.
The 15-year-old's room drives me nuts.
No, you shouldn't even be in there.
Room drives
Why are you
me,
in his room?
Drives me nuts, too.
Why are you in his room?
Why am I not in his room? I open up his door. Time for dinner. Oh, my God. Look at this mess.
Wait a minute. You just
pick
bust
that up,
in his
pick
room?
Pick that up. Pick
oh
that up
God.
And pick that up.
That ain't
oh
none
God.
Of your business, Steve.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Yes.
Man.
Oh, yes, it
Stay
is.
Stay out that man's room.
It's not my business when he moves out. Then that's his
Steve.
Business.
Oh,
when he's
child,
living
please.
There, it's my business.
I'm with you, Steve.
You're damn right.
100%.
Oh, come on. What are you nope. guys in China
and because
Russia?
Of and because of Gary, that kid doesn't eat in his room anymore.
100%.
That stopped, too.
Oh, stop.
Nope.
Where else I'm going to eat?
At the kitchen table, which is where he eats.
I don't want to talk to my parents when I'm eating.
He doesn't.
You don't have to eat with me.
He doesn't. Yeah. He don't eat with us. He watches his phone.
When I get through eating, I'm going to put the bowl down. I get it when I get ready to go to the bathroom.
No, no.
Never happens.
What is wrong with y'all?
Never happens when I get ready to go to the bathroom.
No.
I ain't got no ants. I ain't got no roaches.
I got 30 bowls in there.
Right. Yeah.
You making them say be accountable.
No, no, no. You got 30.
You force them.
No, no. You got 30 bowls in there.
That's
he
all
had
right.
his opportunity.
That's all
right. He screwed it up.
I'm not asking nobody to get all 30. I'll get all 30. Sorry. But
no.
I'll get it at my pace. What's wrong with that? As long
no.
as it gets done.
No.
By when?
Well,
by Friday?
No, no
by next
time.
Wednesday?
There's no time limit.
There
no.
is a time limit. Eventually, no. stuff starts growing in no. those things
exactly.
if you don't
I'm glad
put them
y'all
away.
Want my mom and
then
and
you
dad.
Got, then you got to throw the ball. You know what? You never did that to your mama, though.
Yeah, who? What?
You.
How you think I
was
my
never
mom
allowed
did,
to eat or drink in
my
room.
My mom taught us to be independent.
Yeah, but you didn't leave 30 bowls in your bedroom.
It probably was 40.
Yeah.
You
clean
stop.
It up. But I ain't never had my own room. But in my
right,
area.
That's what I'm saying.
But in my area.
That's what I'm saying.
In my
you never
area,
did that.
It was a little bit
yeah.
different.
Yeah. Yeah, you never did
but
that.
But it was no, it wasn't that dirty. Wasn't no
right, that's what I'm saying.
Mold.
You took
no,
care
no,
of it.
Yeah,
you took care
if
of it.
They pile
but
up,
if you don't take care of it, that's the problem.
She never busted in my room. Clean.
No, not bust in. Like he
never
said,
even came
he
in
just walked in there.
I made my own bed. My mom
you
made
your
bed? Yeah.
Boy hasn't made his bed in a year, two,
You make your
years.
Bed. Who taught you how to make your own bed?
My mom taught me how to make my bed.
Okay,
we had to make our bed.
Good.
When I was growing
you
up.
You didn't make your bed?
Yes.
You make your bed?
Now or back then?
Pick your poison.
Yeah. Yeah. Back then, my mom made us both make our beds every morning.
No, my mom said, you know what? You want to eat in your room? Go ahead. But the first time I catch stuff in there, that's a no-no. You're done.
I was never allowed to eat in my
room. And then that was it.
Yeah, I never
had these food trays, they got none of them. Things are fire.
No.
I wish I had those.
Next thing you know, you got crumbs all on the floor. Ain't no crumbs, man.
Nah. See, you take an extreme like Steve.
No, it's not extreme. It's real.
There's nothing
dirty. Did I not send him the same picture I sent you last year of that boy's room?
No, but I
know. You shouldn't even be in there. That's your fault. You shouldn't be in there.
I don't know what Leroy talking about.
You shouldn't be in your kid's room.
No, that's boundaries.
Boundaries?
Let them grow up, man. Yeah.
Oh, he's going to grow up. But he's 18. He's going to figure out life.
We're in America, man.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. You stay out of my room and go and pay them bills and stuff. Stay out of my room.
When he starts paying the bills, then I'll stay out of his room.
Well, you got to let him grow up.
I will. He'll be living on his own soon enough.
Left, left.
You know what's going to happen?
Right, do left,
once you get to college, how are things going to change?
Oh,
things are going to change quickly.
No, it depends.
Because then it's going to be on him to take care of everything.
If you got a roommate, you and your roommate sit down and talk about it. And you work it out. No problem. If you're by yourself, no one's in your room.
Gary, how much did college change your kids once they were no longer in your nest?
You know what?
I like the nest.
You know what's so funny about this?
Gary, that was the nest.
Like Katie was the biggest culprit of like clothes and food and all that kind of crap in the room. I had to stop all that. Dude, I would go to her then when she got in college, her dorm room, spotless.
Well, that's because she knew you were coming.
See, it works.
Did she know you were coming?
No, not even then. Her apartment.
Nice, good.
Spotless. Yes.
Tell him, Garrett.
Unbelievable.
Spotless.
That's great.
Amazing.
But here's why. Yay. Now, I'll tell you here's why. Because at some point, the home training
kicks in that
you give them, it walks with them. And then they understand really how they want their life to be and how they want their room to look. Then they take responsibility for it because you actually taught them that. But if you don't teach them that, they won't know that.
Correct. He's Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. That was some life lessons for you here listening to the Wendy's Big Show.
Only listen to me, America. These guys are crazy.
Coming up next, how confident are you heading into tonight's game 4 for the Bucks? Where's your confidence level at? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Stephen Brookfield leads things off next.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Get 'em, Bucks.
After every Bucks win set by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty chocolate or vanilla. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after win. So act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Where's the kryptonite at? Why was he able to get 42?
Hold on. You said, you yourself, when talking about Superman last week, said, if the kryptonite works so well, why does the kryptonite never not always buy Superman?
Facts.
I don't have an answer for that, but they lost it in the last game. they misplaced it. Maybe they left it in Boston, but it wasn't there.
Do you ever notice that kryptonite doesn't bother Clark Kent?
Correct.
So he just moves it and then goes back into Superman. So that's when you get them 42 on you, them 40 on you.
Oh, he put it on him, all right. Steve in Brookfield, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. How confident are you heading into tonight's Game 4 versus the Bucks? John McLaughlin comes up in the next segment. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm confident if we can hit about 10 threes in this game.
That would be huge.
That'd be nice.
My biggest concern is you know that Tatum's going to – this is Game 7 for Boston. This is Game 7 because we win, it's over. So it's Game 7. So you know they're going to come out and try to play some smash-mouth basketball with us. We can play that style. That's fine. But you know they're going to try to box in on Giannis down the middle. So he has to kick the ball, and the guy's got to hit the point. I mean, you got to shoot. Carter didn't shoot at all. He had a couple shots, but he passed them away and turned them to be turnovers. I don't expect him to win or lose the game for us.
Yep.
And his defense is sound. I don't mind Matthews shooting maybe twice a game because he's hound dog defense. On Tatum, he hasn't flustered a little bit. Can he keep it up? I sure hope so. But I think the whole game is going to be one down low. If Yanni and Lopez can just communicate with each other, and if they double up on one, give it to the other one. Let them dunk the ball because we got better paint players than they do. They're going to rely on their jump shots. We know that already. That's why we lost the one game there. But if you notice one thing about all these playoff games, the two teams that went on the road is Golden State and Milwaukee, and that's who's going to meet in the championship because nobody wins unless you can win on the road, and we're the only two that have done that so far.
Man, I love
that. That's how I figured the game to be.
Golden State, I don't think I want to deal with Golden State. Thanks for the call. Golden State concerns me some because we don't defend the three. Still haven't defended the three. And they can hit the three. So that's going to be a problem if they get Golden State in the finals. We'll worry about that when we get to that point. How confident are you heading into tonight's game four for the Bucks? Ibaka Blocka Flame tweets, Bucks don't lose at home, is what he says. Simple. Can I just say this about Serge Ibaka? Dude, A+, man. I mean, I know you're not playing, but dude, he is. Him and Thanasis, and I'm not sure if anybody listens to Thanasis, but Ibaka, dude, he's talking to him. He's keeping their heads in the game in timeouts. You can see him clapping his hands and talking to the bench before the coaches come over. Mm-hmm. And again, that dude's been there. Dude's won with Toronto. Like, he knows what this whole thing is all about, just like they do. But it's nice to have that steadying presence. He could be sitting over there going, dude, this is crap. I come here and I'm not even going to play and help my team win a ring. He could sit over there and not do anything. But he's being a team guy, being a veteran, being a leader, and still participating in this thing.
At some point.
He very well might be. But
it's the same thing like Udonis Haslam with Miami.
Right. That's a perfect example. Yeah, but that's a huge, for me, that's a huge respect thing towards Ibaka that he is still emotionally involved in helping this team, even though it's not on the floor.
Yeah, I think for the most part, I know about the threes. We knew this, but they don't mind Horford taking 7 threes.
I mean, I mind it.
Yeah,
Every time he touches the ball, I start to sweat.
Yeah, shooting a three
anytime, wherever he is.
Well,
that dude kills the Bucks.
Well, he don't kill them at a bigger clip for us to worry about it in our meeting.
All right.
Because the guy that I told you, Steve, that could have had a lot of points of content, they gave him all he want. Shoot all you want. Self-check. Shoot you 3 from 8. He got to make these shots. One time it was a free throw. He got to make it.
Yes.
You and the pros. Contested shots. Sometimes, let's be honest, they don't always play great defense overall in
the
NBA.
They don't defend the three in Milwaukee.
Okay, but I'm talking about Milwaukee shooting the three. Steve. Gary's wide. You got to make that. I mean, if you think about the minutes that he's playing off the bench, 33 minutes.
Lot.
Shoot. You got to make. You're in the game to shoot. Okay. And I like to not always when he put up big games to go through this when he's off a little bit because I think he scored 11 points. I can't put you in the shooters group, man. We got McLaughlin coming up, okay? That's a shooters group.
Next segment.
Yeah.
Gary, he wide open in the NBA. You got to make that. They're going to give him all he wants. And Horford, he going to shoot. I want him to shoot three. Shoot him. Certain people, they're going to let shoot three. Tatum was 0-6. Now, I don't necessarily want him shoot three because if he get going, we know how that could turn out. But – do you also want that real quick, Gary? I don't necessarily want Holiday taking 30 shots, but they was like, shoot it. We don't. The other guys are not going to help us. We got to defend Giannis based on quarters. Each quarter, he going to do his thing. Certain quarters, we're going to either file him or we're going to make the other guys be heroes. That coach in Boston, that's a great coach.
He really is.
That guy can coach. Because I see a lot of things he does differently that he's doing against Brooklyn, that he's trying with Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But they don't have an answer when Giannis bring the ball up. They still haven't got an answer for that because he's getting guys wide open shots. They got to make them.
You know what I was thinking about? And, of course, we miss Middleton, and I don't think we'd be having this issues with Middleton. But if on the Milwaukee Bucks, like for next year, they need to find a reliable three-point shooter. Like consistently. Well, and I know this now I'm building the perfect team. But if they could find.
Oh, he give you a shout out, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, Grayson Allen's back. So you're essentially talking about replacing Connaughton.
Well, whoever.
Actually, no, Connaughton's here too.
I'm just saying,
if I was building a perfect team, if they could find like a reliable 3-point shooter where
JJ
it's like
automatic
right now all the time. Yeah. Like Dale Curry or,
you don't know, just
let it fly. They don't have one of those. Vinnie Johnson. The microwave. If they had one of them guys like that,
yeah.
A Ricky Pierce would be nice.
Ricky Pierce.
Come on, man. Y'all doing platinum. Yeah. Come on, Ricky Pierce. Down, so
Steve,
I'll take gold.
If they just had a guy like that, they'd be unstoppable.
Agreed.
That would be building.
I agree.
Because really, right now, Connaughton and Grayson Allen.
Tyler Hero.
Him too.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Connaughton and Grayson Allen right now, they're not giving it to me like I want it.
Agreed.
But that's the thing.
So Grayson Allen balls out in that Bulls series.
Yeah. Have to pause that
and now he's completely on the other side of where he was.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Everybody should just boom when he comes into the game. The whole stadium.
Oh, because it makes him play better.
Whatever works, I don't really care.
Makes him play better.
Yeah, whatever works. I don't care. Boom.
I missed the name.
Grayson Allen. Just boom.
Yeah. Makes him play better.
Does he really think this stuff?
No, they said that. But I'm sick of.
I'm just saying between us.
Anything to get this dude going, whatever it is, I don't care.
So who do you want to boom? Boston people, the Bucks fans.
Everybody. Boom walking into pick and save. I don't care.
No, we don't allow that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
That's our neighborhood grocer womb.
Grocers.
Come in there with a smile, Steve.
He coming with a smile when
you
get there.
With a smile when you save $1 on your gas with your Fresh Perks.
He knows
why
nobody,
you think booing.
He knows nobody's serious about booing him. But if it works, whatever.
Yeah.
Like loosen him up, maybe get him to laugh a little bit. Something. I mean, I don't know anything.
No, he just needs to shoot.
If he's on, this team is different.
He just shoot. He got to shoot.
Team's completely different if he's shooting threes.
When he had that big game in Chicago, what he did? Shot the ball.
Right.
Shoot it again. So it's his fault. He's not shooting. They're giving him some looks. But he'll get it going tonight.
It's driving me nuts.
Pat Connaughton needs to get 20 points, though.
And I need to win the lottery. Doug in Luxembourg.
Okay. What's up,
hey, Doug?
Doug.
Ducks.
What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Doug.
Fairly confident, like about 75% confident.
Okay.
But, the Bucks got a little lucky in that last game. They had some problems went their way.
Probably.
One big key is... This drives me absolutely crazy.
What's that, Doug?
When a guy that's 7 foot tall is 5-6 feet from the basket, and he can't get the ball up over the rim.
Yeah, it is something. I'm with you.
God, that's what that backboard is there for.
God
use
bless
the
it.
Backboard. Yeah. You know, your shot's not going to get blocked when you shoot it off the glass.
No.
Especially when you're 7 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And that drives me absolutely crazy.
No. Are you saying Giannis? Oh, you saying Giannis or Brooke Lopez?
I'm saying both of them guys missed plenty of shots. In
the
both
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was definitely some babies missed by Giannis for certain.
Even Portis missed quite a few in that last game. They got to clean that up. You got to be over 50% inside that paint area. You can't be missing every other shot, every third shot,
Yeah, it gets frustrating, Doug. Thanks for the call. Got some tweets here from Ryan. Says, I'm Macho Man bringing a coffee creamer to his interview confident. The cream always rises to the top, in the words of Macho Man Randy Savage. Claxton III says, not very confident at all. I'm just preparing myself for another 6-for-30 shooting night from three. or Giannis having 5 fouls 4 minutes into the game, or Brown and Tatum each having 28 points after one quarter, Boston taking 54 free-throw attempts at halftime. Something stupid like that is brewing, unfortunately. Claxton the third. So he seems to think that one way or the other, Boston's going to figure out a way to win this game.
So the Bucks ain't going to figure out a way. Just
the referees will figure out, or whatever has to happen, will figure out a way to get Boston.
Referees ain't got nothing to do with my jump shot.
Nope, they don't.
They don't.
Nope, hit your shots.
Make my shots. Matter. Ain't nothing they can do about it. They can't take it off the board once it's up, though. I agree. Shoot. Don't even worry about the refs.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Wendy's Big Show. Bucks legend John McLaughlin joins the show next. Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty. No purchase necessary. Chocolate or vanilla, then tweet us at Sparky Radio, at Big Show Network, and let us see it. I got one, yesterday, I think it was. A guy took one of those potatoes wedges that you get with your breakfast and dipped it into his chocolate frosty. Looked delicious. His offer is only good for 24 hours after win, so act fast. The Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is Bucks legend John McLaughlin. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Steve, this is what the Bucks are missing right now.
John McLaughlin.
Johnny Mack. If they had Johnny Mack
shooter
on that team right now,
shooter,
it's a shoe-in they win another championship. They need a Johnny Mack off the bench.
Agreed.
And give me at least 20, 25 a night.
Give me his looks too, Gary.
Johnny Mack would be starting on this team.
Yeah, you know he kind of like a little bow-legged with it too. You know he's a good-looking guy. You know that.
Now you guys know you don't have to butter me up. So I'm calling in to the amigos.
We appreciate it.
Now, hey, I have a question. Since you got a Hall of Famer there,
air quotes.
Is he the top amigo? Is he the top?
Oh, no, they still treat me bad. They still treat me bad.
Yeah, no, he's still bullying me, Johnny Mack.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
It's all come with love.
Never change. Hey, that locker room never changes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, so they could use my jumper. They could use
this guy. Look at that.
Hey, all I need is about 60 years younger. And my knees back.
And 2 knees.
And 20 million.
Yeah.
And 20 million, Leroy.
Yeah,
I
gotta get 20 million. That's what they're getting now.
Leroy. Lord, that's the thing right there, brother. That's the big one right there, the $20 million a year.
That's right.
When I look at the numbers what guys are making in my best year, that's where I'm landing, man.
That's right.
Yeah, but good. Life changes. It's going on. Hey, God's been good, blessed, and I know you guys feel that way, too.
Absolutely.
It's John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, here on the Schneider Orange Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show. So let's talk about this series so far as we've seen it. Are you kind of taken aback, I think, like a lot of people are, with how physical this series has become and the referees kind of allowing them to do what they want, when they want?
I always like you, Spark, going right to the core, man, and you're good at it. I really paid attention to the defense, and it's stunning. It's physical. It's outstanding. It's fortunately, we don't have the Detroit era where you can
Right.
bump people and get away with it and Yep. then have brawls. I really appreciate that about the NBA. I'm really impressed with both the individual defense and the team defense. And there's a difference, even though one plays to the other for each team. But you have to play good individual defense to then lay into the game plan and the team defense. And what Boston has done, and we knew they would do this. I mean, they were the best all year. Their frontline bigs have done a phenomenal job on Giannis in being able to physically and quickness stay in front of him. Giannis, his brilliance continues to come through because
he's like, you know, water that bursts through a dam. He just keeps coming at you until he intellectually finds the way to get through with his physicality. So it's been remarkable to watch, I think.
No, and I would agree with you. And I think now all of a sudden, I mean, you don't have a Middleton now with you. You understand that they misses him a lot, and a lot then comes on other players. Now you start looking at some of the role players, looking at like Bobby Portis, Grayson Allen, and then you're looking at how can these guys, and Pat Connaughton, how these guys now can contribute with the absence of Middleton.
Well, you know, first of all, I've said this many times with you guys, but John Horst has done a great job with all the complimentary players. And when I say that, I'm not trying to take anything away from any of them. I think our point guard is one of the best ever. He's just a tremendous player. And with what John did in terms of going out and getting the guys that you have missed, and Allen and Connaughton, Pat's been there for a while, but and Bobby, of course, they can all make shots, and they have. And look what Allen did in the Chicago series. He had open shots and he made them. And I think even in saying that, we're in the playoffs, and you've got all the teams remaining could win a championship. Any of them could win it. Just a little luck, a little streak here, a little streak there in both the East and the West. So it's really important that the other guys make those shots, because they're collapsing into the paint with not just two guys, sometimes three on Giannis. That means somebody's open. And when they're open and Giannis does find them, and I think overall he does a marvelous job at it, shots have to be made. And this is playoffs. The other thing that I love, that I see both teams do a great job of, and I harped on this for many years as a Bucks announcer when we have teams that did not do it. These two teams do two things that I love, and I've always said that if you do that, you're going to win a number of games through the regular season. One, fight over the screens, go through them, get through them, don't be screened, and have the back man show. And then number two, challenge. Run at every open jump shot. Challenge, even if you've got to cover 20 feet, 30 feet, challenge it, run at it, and each team is doing a great job of that.
Johnny Mac, I wouldn't go about the lineup change. I think Boston's going to do it as well, because they got a few guys that are banged up, and I know it may come down to health. But they had I like that three-guard rotation that they put in the starting lineup with Matthews, Allen, and Holiday. Now, Holiday took 30 shots. I think that's unprecedented for him. But he wasn't quite on. He was 3-for-10. He took 10 three-pointers. I think it caught Boston by surprise, but that also moves Portis to the bench. And I think the reason why they don't mind – Portis coming off the bench, because you got to have somebody come off the bench with the energy. And Pat Connaughton had some open shots, wasn't able to make it. Were you okay with – did y'all ever do that? Did coaches come in, if you're playing a series, Johnny Mac, and maybe change it up a little bit, maybe move one guy to the bench and move a different guy to the starting lineup?
Well, first of all, 100% for a football guy, you're a pretty good basketball guy. You know that?
Hey, that's
Hall
right.
of Famer?
Oh, that's a
Hall
drop.
Hall of Famer?
That's a drop.
I liked it also.
Stop recording during that point.
Be nice, Steve.
and I agree with you. My wife and I were watching the game, and she says, well, you know, Portis isn't starting. And I said exactly what you said. With what he brings off the bench with that unit, really paid off. And he's the type of guy that can do it, will do it, not just physically, but with his proper attitude. And I liked it a lot, and I think it worked. Now, as I mentioned, we've got guys that can make shots. We've got a great point guard who you're just not going to deny. Maybe the shot's not going, but throughout the course of the game, he's going to beat you some way. He's so strong. If you've ever seen him up close, I mean, he looks like he could be a heck of a linebacker. He's so thick through the upper body. So I liked it a lot. And on our teams, we didn't do it often. Because are you going to sit down Kareem, Oscar, and Bobby
right.
to go smaller?
So we didn't do it on our championship teams because those guys were so dominant, you know. I played on some teams that did do it, and the difference is I think we didn't have the three-point line back then, and it didn't pay off in the same way that it would today. Good question.
Yeah, and again, tell your wife we said Happy Mother's Day. I think one of the biggest things, they took 18 threes in game two. This game, they took 34, but it was only 26%. So Gary's point when we first came on was correct. They need shooters because they're going to give open shots to certain guys. And, I mean, Johnny Mac, some of these shots, they're like free throws. The guys have to make them to really stop the run of Boston.
You're right. Now, you guys know this. I don't know how much different football is than basketball. I mean, I played football in high school, but I mean, that's I can't go back to that and relate. But in basketball, even, you know, your best shooters, you're just going to have times it just – ain't going, man. It just, it's not right. And that's when, you know, the next day I couldn't go to a gym like Giannis can after the game. We didn't have things like that, but I'd be in the gym the next day really working on my shot, taking a lot of shots. And the number one adjustment I always made was arc. I made sure I got the ball up in the air. Brian Winters and I used to talk about that. That was the most effective adjustment. But just some, it's amazing how some days it just, at games, it's just not going. But If you have enough shooters, you feel like, well, it's going to happen for one of them. And I think that applies to both of these teams. Like, they could come out tonight and both of them just light it up. And I expect that to happen. I don't know if I answered your question, but...
Oh, no.
I hope I made the point.
Absolutely.
As great as Curry is, there's moments in games it just ain't going, you know, and that's
right.
The great ones. It's not going to last a lot of games, however. That's for sure.
Oh, no, you answered it perfectly. I think some people think it's easy. It's not easy out there.
No, it isn't, and it's not, even though it looks easy.
Yep.
Talking with John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, here on the Schneider Orange Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show. We had mentioned going into Game 3 that, you know, one of the ways that you can get these shooters going a little bit, again, now we have to make the shots like we were just talking about, but was by kind of letting Brook Lopez go back to being the Brook Lopez that he was prior to Milwaukee, and that is just dropping the ball down to him in the lower block and let him get going inside. And they threw him to him on the elbow, I think, once against Al Horford, drew a foul on Horford. And immediately I went on Twitter and I said, okay, now go back to it again. Let's get Horford in foul trouble. He can't guard him. And they never did it again. And I don't know why they're so against doing it, but I think it takes away some of the pressure on, you know, Drew Holiday and Giannis from consistently having to go to the rim and get their brains beat in by letting Lopez do what he does and work around the rim a little bit more maybe than they have previously.
Sparky, what series was it last year that we were screaming about that? Take Lopez low. Was it series one or two? I can't recall.
I think it was Brooklyn.
I think it was Brooklyn. Yeah.
And it was the same thing, you know. And look, guys, when I did games as an analyst, I was very cautious. I never went after coaches at all, and I still wouldn't. I'm not that arrogant. And Bud's a hell of a coach, and I would never go after that, but I do wonder the same thing. And when we started game three, I was watching the game with my wife and made the comment to her, just what you said, good. They went into him early, low, got that foul on Horford, you know, the whole thing. And Lopez is so talented that he can go in, out, he can motor for a seven-footer. I mean, the way he moves around. And he's got the skills, and I have felt the same way. Like, let's establish him a little bit more inside. Now, I realize when he's down there, does that affect Giannis differently? And what's the game plan? I don't know. But I agree with that statement, Spark, that they need to get him rolling down there. And then if they take it away, they can move him out. to the outside.
You know, John, I think much has been made of this series, and Steve laid off with it, though, but how physical this series has been. From your standpoint, when you played, is it really physical right now?
Well, you know, here's the difference, Gary. We were allowed to put hands on guys, and they're not allowed to do that today. So there's a kind of a different physicality. I had a discussion about 2 years before I stopped doing games in our press room before a Knicks game with I'm having a senior
moment.
Presidential moment.
That's okay. Yeah. We have it on this show all the time.
Yeah,
don't you worry.
It's part of this show.
I had it with a few guys. I had it with Walt Frazier.
Yeah.
I had it with a couple of players from Golden State earlier, but with Walt Frazier, we were talking about it. Walt said, John, can you imagine if they couldn't put their hands on our hips? Because Al Addles put his hand on my hip, and Frazier brought up Addles because I always did as well. When he put his hand on my hip, hell, I didn't move. I couldn't move. He was so strong. And Frazier said the same thing. Well, you're not allowed to do that today. And I think a few years ago when Oscar went public, it was kind of criticizing Curry, and people got all up in arms. Well,
right.
Well, at Oscar. Well, Oscar didn't really state it quite like he probably should have. What he was trying to say was, what would have happened to Curry then was, one, you could put your hand on his hip and hold him. And two, when he came down the middle the third time, somebody would deck him and put him down.
Yep.
Well, you can't do that stuff today. So it's a different form of physicality today. Players are a little larger because of weight training.
Yeah, it's completely different today. I agree with you on that. Johnny Mac, thanks for coming on, man. We got
a
roll.
Thank you, Johnny Mac.
Always appreciate it, buddy.
Okay,
thanks,
John.
Buddy.
Take care. There he is, John McLaughlin, Bucks legend.
He's
on
amazing,
the
man.
Schneider Orange amazing. Hotline.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. You can't get much for $5 nowadays, unless we're talking about the Wendy's Biggie Bag. It's everything
Biggie
you've ever
bag.
Wanted in a bag. You can get your choice of a double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, a crispy chicken BLT, plus four-piece nugs, small fries, and a small drink, all for just $5. Now, that's value without compromise. Oh, yeah. Did I mention it's $5 still? For real, for five, really still five. Get your Biggie Bag today. U.S. price and participation may vary. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer along with Gary Ellerson. Of course, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, A.R. Adam Roberts. Don't forget tonight, Dennis Krause, Spectrum News 1. If you have Spectrum, you can watch these guys tonight at 7 o'clock and 11 o'clock as they go over Packers rookie minicamp. I want to get to that before they get out of here today as well. Coming up next, what's the key for this Bucks team to win game four tonight?
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.